Long.
Everybody, I'm your host, Tahaka Amani LB, and we're going to talk about the commerce game. But before we get started, let's give you access to me. My name is Tahaka Amani LB. I can be reached at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. The first thing we need to know is how to get understanding. I'm going to use an analogy. Anytime that you go and we'll say you purchase a building and you're going to fill that building with all kind of heavy equipment and stuff. And so the first thing you need to do is go underneath the building, tear the tiles away, and look under there and see if the structure is strong enough to support the amount of weight that you're going to put inside that building. So that means that you are under that building and standing under to get pre-knowledge on what you're going to deal with. And the same thing occurs in anything that we're dealing with, especially the commerce game. So therefore, what we're going to have to do is go back and find out how this thing occurred in the first place. We're going to have to go back to the beginning. And we're going to start with the 14th Amendment and the Constitution of the United States. And the difference between the United States and the United States of America, which is a corporation. We need to understand all of these things because most of us don't know that the state of California is different from California state. When you're talking about the United States versus United States of America, there's a total difference. There's a difference between a trial by jury and a jury trial. So therefore, we need understanding of every aspect of this country that we live in because I've told you in previous episodes, that the United States of America is a corporation, just like Sears and Roebuck, JCPenney's, or Walmart, or any other company. But what's ironic is we find that people in this country seems to continue to think that the United States of America is a country. Is operating on the Federal Reserve, which is no more federal than Federal Express. In fact, what I'd like to ask you to do, if you get your phone book out and go to the blue pages in your phone book and look up under the government agency and see if you can find the Federal Reserve. It's not there. But if you turn over in the yellow pages, the white pages, along in there where the UPS or FedEx and stuff like that, you find the Federal Reserve because it's a private-owned company. And we're operating under maritime admiralty law, and we are part of and parcel to the commerce game. You follow me? So therefore, what we have to do is we have to get understanding. Now, the United States of America is a corporation, And so therefore, it's rooted and grounded in commerce. And in order for you to play this game, you're going to have to be a corporation. And that is why your name and address is always in capital letters. Because just like I told you last time, your third grade teacher would tell you that a proper noun is the name of a person, place, a thing, or idea, provided it's spelled in upper and lowercase letters. But an improper noun is spelled in all capital letters, and that denotes anything other than a living, breathing being, chattel, a slave, a property, an object, a corporation. So therefore, what we got to do is we got to make sure that we get understanding of both entities. Like I said, we want to start with a clear examination of the Constitution of the United States, a clear examination of the 14th Amendment, and all the other amendments that are a part of these documents. And then we are able to understand what has taken place inside the United States of America Corporation. Now, if you leave the state of California, and we say you go into the state of Mexico, you've just entered another country. If I left the state of Florida and I go up into the state of Georgia, I've entered in another country, because all 49 states are individual countries. Just like you leave France and go into Spain or what have you, you're going into another country. Well, it's exactly the same way here, and each one of these countries have their own laws and bylaws. So therefore, we have to understand what applies in one place may not apply in another place. Like you take the state of California. Okay, the state of California has to do with the Federal Reserve acting on the landmass that you call California State. And that's why you got all your colleges and university, California State University, and so on and so forth, because that has to do with the state. But we need to understand the difference between the rules and regulations in the state of California and the rules and regulations in the California State. So when we get this kind of understanding, then we're able to move forward. Now, you have to learn everything about the commerce game from both perspectives, from a civil law perspective and from a commerce perspective on the maritime and admiralty law. And I hope I'm making some sense here. But once again, for those of you who would like to reach me, my name is Tahaka Manael Bay. You can reach me at Tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's TAHAKA99@yahoo.com. You can also reach me on Sovereign Warriors. I have a page there as well as blog posts, and you catch my radio broadcast there. You can also catch them on Facebook. Just click on to my stuff, go to my wall and click on my stuff, and you can listen to our previous broadcast right there at any given time that you want to. Now, back to the commerce game. Now, you'll find yourself, when you're in the commerce game, you're going to always find yourself stuck in the commerce game, because just like a lion chasing an antelope, you get a hold of the antelope almost get away. He's going to bite him and make sure he doesn't get away. And the commerce game is the same way. If you're enslaved and they're making a living off of you and sucking your blood, they're not going to want you to get away. They're not going to want you to tell them that, well, wait a minute, I'm no longer a slave. I'm proclaiming my nationality. I'm no longer a 14th Amendment citizen. I put in a name change. I'm holding allegiance to my Moabite nationality. They're not going to want to hear any of that stuff. And they're going to try to block you. So therefore, you're going to have to be skilled in what you are attempting to do and what you are trying to get into as far as your documentation is concerned. And you want to also make sure that all of your documents are up to par, and make sure that your passports, your identification, everything is matching, and that your fee schedule is always in place in the event that something goes wrong. It's right there. So that it can, you use it as a mechanism of defense. So when you are stopped by a police officer and he's asking you for your identification or whatever, what have you, if you got your license plates on there, they should be able to run that stuff before even stopping you, and there's no need to stop you if everything is in order, because your identification is going to come up. It's going to be obvious to them that you are Moorish national. It will be obvious to them that you're not a 14th Amendment citizen. You are exercising right to travel and all of these things. Now, let's get something understood. There is a difference between a taxi operator and a taxi driver. When you are a taxi driver, you are operating in commerce and you need a driver's license. You follow me? When you are driving a bus operator, a cab operator, you need a driver's license. But when you are exercising your right to travel and you're traveling through the community, you're not involved in commerce, you're not using your vehicle to make any money and a part of the commerce game, then you're exercising free right to travel. You are now an operator. You're not driving. You're exercising free rights to travel across the land, which is your free right by birth. But you have to put the powers that be, and when I say powers that be, I mean the people that have been put in place to lead you to believe that they're empowered something. But you want to put the these people on notice through your documentation and through your knowledge of what you know about yourself. Now, let's take a look at the commerce game in the courtroom. Let's take the Rodney King situation. Okay, we all saw this guy being beat down to the ground. I mean, he attacked this guy. It was obvious to the whole world. I mean, this thing was broadcast all over the whole world. And the officers were in large numbers. I mean, it was beating him, and the man was already down. But now, when it came to prosecuting the officers that actually done it, that we saw do it, they were found not guilty. Now, why was that? I mean, the man was defenseless. I mean, everybody could see it. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that he was not fighting anybody. He was already down on the ground, just kicking him and hitting him and all this thing. But they were found not guilty. Well, we have to understand how the commerce game works. We already understood in our last episode that when you go into a courtroom, the railing in front of you, and this is it's symbolically speaking, and it is just as real as day as night. That's the floodgate. So when he called his name, first thing he did is he went in the courtroom with a straw man name. And he answered to his name. And then he put his hand on the bar, and he stepped off the land into hot water, so therefore he needed to be bailed out. The first thing that went wrong is he wasn't Rodney King. We have a guy classified as African descent, but he have a European name. Okay, he's not proclaiming his Moorish nationality, which is absolutely aboriginal and indigenous to this continent. And so therefore, by law, maritime admiralty law, the law of water, the officers did not beat up a living, breathing being. They beat up the property of the citizens. You see how that goes? So therefore, we don't want to be a citizen. You follow me? We want to get away from citizenry, and we want to proclaim our nationality as a free and indigenous sovereign Moor. Not just a sovereign, but a sovereign Moor. We want to have a Moorish name. We want to have a Moorish nationality, and we want to learn everything that we can learn about our history and our culture. Now, these officers, they were simply found not guilty because they was, you know, the person they beat up, his name was all in all capital letters on his driver's license, address in all capital letters. He thinks he's this fictional entity, which is actually not him. The driver's license that he had in his possession, if he had driver's license, belonged to the state. The automobile, if it wasn't paid for, belonged to the state, and so therefore he being a corporation, and he agreed. And when the judge asked him what his name was, he stated it for the record. My name is Rodney King, and that is not a Moorish name. And plus, the judge got the document in front of him with the name in all capital letters and all of this right here. So he's property of a citizen. Plus, he's standing in the water. He's drowned. He's a dead man. And so therefore, I hope you get the gist of what I'm trying to tell you here. We want to make every effort in order to remove ourselves from the commerce game. We want to get rid of that thing, and we want to stand on civil law, and we want to get understanding and take the words that comprise all of these things, look up the meaning of these words, learn these words and terms and phrases so that we will be able to defend ourselves, because if you do not know the law, you cannot defend yourself. So therefore, we want to make sure that we know the law and we're able to defend ourselves, not only in the courtroom, but when we are traveling, someone comes to our home, whether they got, whether they can come in or whatever, your documents are posted or whatever, so that you know, your no trespassing, all this other stuff. We need to do all these things. We need to protect ourselves, our women, and our children as a family unit, and stand on the principles and have proper documentation to present to let it be known that we are not a part of this slavery system that you have going. We're not a part of it. We're not part and parcel to this thing. Okay? Now, there's one other thing that I'm going to get to, and that is involving when you go to the go down to the deal with the DMV. You want to deregister your vehicle. Okay, you want to deregister it. And any time thereafter you purchase a vehicle, the best thing to do is purchase whatever vehicle you're going to purchase. Purchase it in cash so that you will own the vehicle, and so that you will have a bill of sale for that vehicle. So they can never say, well, okay, this is owned by the state, so we can pull your vehicle, we can do this and we can do that. Now you want to make sure that none of these things are able to be done. Another thing, going to court. The only reason you go to court is because you want to. There's documentation down at the courthouse you can fill out and settle any matter out of court. It doesn't matter what the crime is. You can just simply send that to the Secretary of State, and you can get out of that thing. But it's basically up to you in order to do this. So once again, we go back to understanding the commerce game. I'm Tahaka Amana L. Bay. You can reach me at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. Police officer stops you, and let's say that you're not a Moor. He's going to write you a ticket. Understand something. If you and I went to a store and you want to purchase, let's say, an automobile, but they say, well, okay, your credit is not that good, but if you get a cosigner, we're going to go ahead and do this for you. I said, okay, well, I co-sign for him. I co-sign for you, but you're the primary person on the car. I'm just co-sign. The first person they're gonna come to is the person whose signature is on that contract first. So when a car officer stops you before he allows you to sign the ticket, his name is already on it. So what I suggest you to do is just go ahead in the left corner over there where you begin to sign your name. Just put a small X there. And take that ticket, send it to the Secretary of State, and explain to him that they need to receive payment from the primary signer, and let them forward it on the Department of Treasury, so they'll send it to the police officer. He can go ahead on and pay that ticket, because that is a ticket in commerce. He did put his name on the ticket. Yours doesn't appear anywhere on there. And so, therefore, he's the not the co-signer you are, and so he therefore has to pay for that ticket. So those are just things that you can do as indigenous sovereign Moors when you learn your history and your culture, and you get understanding about the terminology and the laws and how to actually play the commerce game. Now, this is only one of a three-part series on the commerce game. We've got other things to bring up involving this commerce game, but I just want you to get the basic understandings, because I only have 30 minutes to do this. And later on, we're going to be sending out our free report. And matter of fact, I would like you to request your free report from me today. If you would send your Name and email address to Tahaka99@yahoo.com. I go ahead and send this here to you in an attachment, and you can read and get some understanding on the 14th Amendment citizen. And later on, we're going to be giving you some more information that you can use as well. But in the meantime, understanding, and you understand what I'm talking about, understanding, before you do anything, you want to stand under terminology. And so therefore, the clock on the wall says it's time for me to go. So at this point, I'm finna go ahead and get on back to doing what I'm doing. And I want you to go ahead and listen to this broadcast. And I want you all to go ahead and have a good morning.